Light or darkness? Today I would like to focus my topic on do not be conformed to this world. As Christians, it is important that the world is able to see a difference in those who are Christians. Today, I will have three main points. Why should Christians be different from the world? Examples of people who chose to be different from the world, and rewards of staying different from the world. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. And it says, "Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Here we see that God commands us to be apart from the world. And it even goes on to say that he says not to touch the unclean thing. This really shows how he means not to even be with the world or counteract with them. And if we do these things, it says he will receive us as sons and as daughters. Also in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light." So here we see that the Bible says we are a chosen generation. God chose us, and he set us apart from the world. So we should be happy as Christians to be different, happy to be set apart, and happy that God chose us himself. The verse goes on to say that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Here we see that God has called us out of the darkness. Darkness meaning the world. And the Christians are the light. God brought us out of the darkness by dying on the cross. So why would you want to go back into the darkness when God has already brought us into the light? So now that you see why Christians should be different, I would like to show you some examples of people who chose to be different. Which brings me to my next point. My first example is Jesus. Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2, verse 48 through 52. And it says, "And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye have sought me? Wist not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the sayings which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in stature, in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." So here we see that Jesus is already eager to do the will of his father. And in the same chapter, verse 42, we see that Jesus is only 12 years old. Do you think Jesus had friends at 12 years old? Sure he did. But that didn't stop him. What other people thought of him didn't bother him. As teens and even as adults, we don't do certain things because we're afraid of what other people might say about other people's opinions. So if Jesus was only 12 years old and willing to please God, then why can't we older Christians, teens and adults, have the same enthusiasm to do God's will? My next example is Job. The Bible says that Job was a perfect and upright man who feared God and eschewed evil. For those who aren't familiar with the story of Job, Job was a very wealthy man. Turn with me to Job chapter 1, verse 3. And it says, His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 donkeys and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. So here we see that Job was a wealthy man and he owned a lot of things. But Job went through a lot of things in his life. If you want to, in your spare time, you can read Job chapter 1, verse 13 through 22, where it shows how Job lost everything he owned, from his animals to even his own children. But yet he praised and worshiped God. How easy would it have been for Job to change his godly life and to go out into the world after all this? But the Bible says, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. How many of us would change our lifestyle if this was to happen to us? In the same book of Job, chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still remain thine integrity? Curse God and die." So here we see that Job's own wife turns against him. Job is an amazing example of not letting others around us influence us to do wrong. As teens, our classmates can tempt us, television can tempt us, and in the case of Job, his own wife tempted him, but he still put his trust in God. And if you read Job chapter 42, verse 12 through 17, we see that Job put his trust in the right person, because the Bible says that God blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. So Job got all of his animals back, and twice as many animals back, and he got more children. So now that we see why we should be different from the world, and examples of people who chose to be different from the world, here are some rewards of being different from the world, which brings me to my last point. There are so many good things that can come out of being different and being a Christian. Turn with me to John chapter 14, verse 2 through 3. And the Bible says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also." So here we see that God goes to prepare a place for those who chose to live a different life, a life apart from the world. Also in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, we see that God has a place built for those who chose to live a different world, and that all Christians can live with God. But if you live a world full of darkness, you can't make it to heaven, because the Bible says only the righteous are in heaven, found in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. We also have an eternal home, found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. We will live with the Lord forever, found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. And if you turn with me to 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible says, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." So here we see that we also have eternal life through his Son. And all these gifts, we can all have them, but we can't live in the darkness. We have to live in the light. So as I conclude, I've showed you reasons why we should be different, examples of people who chose to be different, and rewards of staying different. So if you want an eternal home in heaven, if you want to live forever with the Lord, you can't be with the world. You have to choose the world of light by dedicating your life to God and living apart from the world. Thank you.